I don't know what to talk about this evening. I wonder whether I can just extend the sort of conversation that we've been having in the office today. Where did we travel to in fantasy and imagination? To the beauty spots of Africa and the Far East. I thought I'd never, ever see a poem as lovely as a tree. No, that's not the line I was looking for. But our editor said something similar to me. I thought that I would never see a place more beautiful, more enchanting than this region of Africa, said she, pointing to a huge map of the world we have hanging on the office wall. Right here, stressing the word, but and breaking her nail in the process. I might just have agreed if I'd been there myself. I've been in other parts of Africa some time ago, and I too could recall moonlight trips into the middle of an African lake. One in particular, aboard a motor launch with 10 liters of beer and we never intended returning to the muddy shores until we'd downed the lot of it, and I almost never returned to those muddy shores at all, because our host suddenly took it into his head at about Brussels calling time, 12:15, to hurl his guests into the murky, into the crocodile-infested waters. Just a joke, you know, and there's no resisting a Herculean six-footer with a half a case of beer in his belly. Well, actually, he ended up making my sojourn in those murky, crocodile-infested waters a little more bearable by throwing in his not-so-Herculean and beautiful fiancée, whom I spent a delightful few hours, well, it seemed like a few hours, could have been longer, attempting to rescue, though I had the feeling, the impression, that she could actually swim quite well herself. Well, we did succeed, though, in keeping one another afloat. Heavens, what an experience, with the distant rattle of crocodile jaws. Have you ever experienced something like that, Walter, our technician there? I'm damn sure you haven't. The distant rattle of crocodile jaws added a special flavour to the whole experience. The sound of elephants crashing through the African bush, the roar of a hungry lion in pursuit of its quarry, and above us, the almost fluorescent African night sky. What memories. How about that for starters? That's something else we were talking about, the sundowners. Yes, for anyone that's ever been out there, you'll know that there is nothing like a sundowner. Sitting there with the sun and ochreous globule on the horizon, and that's delicious, I like that, ochreous globule on the horizon. Something titillatingly cold in your glass, a slice of lemon between your lips, reclining in a grass chair, semi-somnambulant. Oh, what a sensation, a somnambulant sensation. I like that alliteration. And just sponge-like, sitting there, sponge-like, soaking it all up. Africa. Africa, here I come. I'd like to say that. The first letter this evening was out of Africa, but I can't. Come on, there's a challenge. Who's listening to this program tonight in just the position I described? Could be more exotic, I suppose. My apartment. What could be more exotic? Yes, my apartment, probably. Because, come to think of it, that's the sort of flavour that I'm trying to create in my new apartment. Only at lunchtime today, I put down a small deposit on a palm tree, a veritable...